Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, I've been looking forward to this all day. I mean it. So, you see so many things on Instagram and on the internet where people try to become actors, and they have this sort of Instagram personality. Well, there's this Instagram feed, and I think it's one of the best ones going. Johnny Loves Dive Bars. And the proprietor of it is a man, John Galeotto. And you know what? He is just authentically him. That's why I love it. He's a Pittsburgh guy that goes into dive bars and gives a review. And I welcome him in now. Hi, John. How are you?
Colin, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Certainly. What was the impetus behind this? It's gaining so much steam. And like I was telling my producer, Margo, in the break, because she loves it too, I said, I love this because you're just you and don't try to be someone else.
You know, I just love these places. You know, I'll try to make a long story short here. When I was younger, when the Steelers were great and when the Pirates were great, and we were winning Super Bowls and World Series. Well, we won one World Series. After we won, my dad would say, hey, kids, get in the car. We're going downtown. And we go downtown and, you know, in the big green Buick LeSabre. And just everybody was downtown blasting their horns. And then we'd go to my dad's uncle's bar, which was in the Strip District. It was a little old dive bar. And me and my brother were just like, this year is incredible. And I think it might have started there, you know?
Nice.
I loved it.
Everybody has a dive bar obsession. My favorite old dive bar, which is now closed, is probably Intermission that was in the South Side. Maybe the Lafayette Hotel, which is in my hometown where I grew up in Sharpsburg, that we first bought our six-packs. I saw your reviews. We were going in there when we were 17 and buying six-packs, but it's changed ownership, so I won't get anybody in trouble now. What made you...
Well, you know, one of my favorite dive bars was Tom and Tut.
Oh, absolutely.
In the Loop.
All of those bars, Raiden, Aspinwall, yeah, and Sharpsburg, and in those places. And have you found that they're all cut from the same cloth? Just hardworking people and hardworking people working and going in there?
Pretty much. And, you know, these people, they're like the real people of the community. And I'm just hoping that if people see my post, that if they get a couple more people in there to buy a drink or to get a fish sandwich, it'll help them out. Because, you know, these places were here when we got here, and I want some of them to still be here when we leave.
Man.
They're not opening up anymore.
That's a great way to put it. And they smell the same. They have the same grease. They have the same wood paneling.
They smell great.
It's fantastic. Why is your rating system out of 13?
So 13 is an Italian lucky number. And you know, everybody asks me that all the time. What's wrong with you? Why isn't it 1 to 10? Well, you know, does it have to be 1 to 10? You know what I mean? No, it's I made it 1 to 13 just to be different, but it is 13 is an Italian lucky number.
John Galeotto, Johnny Loves Dive Bars. Check out the Instagram feed. Are you starting to get recognized when you go into these places, and can it ruin it?
More and more I am. Now, the bartenders usually don't say anything, but the people in the bar usually come over and talk to me, and I love it. My followers are the best. I love for them to come over and talk to me. I'd rather not be recognized by the bartenders when I go in. You know, just I don't want to show any favoritism or anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. 100% so. So you feel like you're almost doing...
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A civic duty, John.
Well, yeah, and now I'm doing some coffee shops, some diners, and when I do these reviews, the owners are getting back to me and saying, hey, people are coming in. They're saying they saw you. They saw the place on Johnny Loves Dive Bars, and they thank me. I love it. That's what I want to hear. I want people to go into these places. They're good places, and there's good people in these places.
Do you still find the local watering hole is a place in which you do solve all the problems of the world? Is that still a place that there is comfort in Western Pennsylvania?
I think so. I think if you go to the old dive bars, they're still talking about the news of the day. They have a TV on up there with the news on, and I think they're trying to figure out the problems. I mean, those are real people of the community in those dive bars. And I hope they don't go away. You know, I like Applebee's, I like Chili's, but, you know, you could go there every once in a while, but let's support our local people.
Where do you draw the line? What is your definition of when something isn't a dive bar anymore?
Well, it's hard to say. And, you know, some people tell me, why even give it a rating? Why not just go in and review it? You know, a dive bar, first of all, should feel welcoming when you walk in. You shouldn't feel like you're not wanted there. So the bartender has a lot to do with that. It should smell like a dive bar. It should be old. It shouldn't be remodeled. Or it should be clean, but not real new. I like the old neon lights and comfortable, worn bar stools. And, you know, I just like it to be a comfortable place to sit for an hour or two, have a drink or two. I'm a big Uber person, so if I do have too many or I don't have a driver, I Uber home.
Maybe an unregistered cherry machine, too, to put a couple bucks in.
I think they're all legal now.
Well,
every bar has them.
It seems like it, right?
The ones
that had them before they were legal, those are the ones I like.
Yeah, those were the good ones. Yep.
Certainly. Well, give a pop to your Instagram. It's Johnny Loves Dive Bars, and you just kind of show up unannounced, right?
Yeah, I show up unannounced. Now, I have a lot of people from all over the state and the country now telling me to go there. I need to get to the South Hills. It's hard. I'm in the North Hills. That's why you'll see most of my places are in the North Hills. I need to get out south. But I'm mostly, I have some followers on Instagram, but I'm mostly, most of my followers are on TikTok.
Got it.
It's Johnny Loves Dive Bars on TikTok also.
Gotcha. Well, we'll continue to look out for it. We'll continue to push it. And don't change from just being unabashedly and authentically you. I think that's what makes it, Johnny.
Oh, I won't. I can't be bought. I'll just keep on doing my plain reviews. But, hey, can I just do a shout-out to my friends real quick?
Surely.
And my family. Hey, to my friends, my neighbors, my cousins who go out with me and put up with my shenanigans, I love you guys. The shenanigans will continue. To my family, you guys are the best. I love you. And let's continue this. And let's everybody do local.
Not bad. Appreciate it as always. Great stuff. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Colin.
Absolutely. I've never met this man. I feel like I know him because of his Instagram feed. And I don't even drink anymore. But he's made me want to go to dive bars and have a Coca-Cola or something and a fish sandwich. Check out his Instagram feed or his TikTok. Johnny Loves Dive Bars. Johnny Galeotto. You will be addicted. 100% so.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.